previously on Corporate Homie.
To be diverse and mysterious.
Why is it so offensive?
How much of yourself can you bring to the job?
We spend way too much time at work to be someone we're not all day.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
being mindful of how Thanksgiving and gratitude works in your business.
I just don't think that people were raised to be considerate.
That is so much better than even a handwritten note.
Hey, homies. Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast. Woo, woo. I said a woo, woo.
One more time.
Woo, woo.
I'm excited.
We missed the homies. We've been on a little bit of a sabbatical. Lots has happened in the world. I had a little bit of the election flu. Had to take some time off.
Catch your breath.
Happy to be back. Yeah.
I just thought about this. A lot has happened for you professionally and personally. Somebody got engaged.
Yeah, getting married. New job, new life, new wife.
You ain't. Come on, somebody. I like that. Did you come up with that just now, or you've been saying that for a couple days? Did you really just come up with that? I like it. And you deserve it all. So that's what we're talking about today is thankfulness. I'm not sure when you're listening to this episode, but as we're recording it, it is the Monday after Thanksgiving in 2018. So we just finished the Thanksgiving holiday.
So Thanksgiving is actually my favorite holiday.
I knew that.
For a couple of reasons. When we were growing up, as many of the homies recall, our dad is a minister in the Christian church. And so Thanksgiving is one of the few major holidays that does not coincide with the Christian calendar. So it allowed us when we were growing up to be able to go home back to Memphis, Tennessee. What's up, man? For many, many years. Also, about 5 years ago, one of my friends tagged me on Facebook in the 30 Days of Thankfulness. And so for the past 5 years, I've spent the month of November each day coming up with something that I'm thankful for. What's nice now is with the Facebook memories you get to see. But it is a time of reflection to be in a spirit of gratitude, and not just for the big things, but also for those small things that have big impact.
Yeah, and this was one of the few Thanksgivings that we didn't actually spend together. So did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I played like I was an only child, and Mama made all of my favorite foods.
What you mean?
On Wednesday night, she made some smothered chicken with gravy.
What? No, we both have the same favorite food. Wait a minute. She made smothered chicken on Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
She did.
And we FaceTimed, and she didn't say anything about that.
She did. And, you know, I asked her she said, well, what do you want me to make you for dessert? You know, I'm not a big dessert person. I asked her for a peach pie.
Wait, she made a peach cobbler.
But that got lost in translation and she made a peach cobbler. But it was delightful. Yeah.
Girl, I wouldn't ask for no peach pie because Mama's peach cobbler is always.
And apparently, our cousin, Dadgy, what's up, DW, if you're listening? He ate two bowls. Abeba ate a bowl. She ate a bowl for breakfast on Thursday morning.
Oh, so I know she's endured Mama's endured to her because Mama loves anybody who starts with dessert. That's hilarious.
Right. So, yeah, it was a good Thanksgiving. How about with you and your new boo and his family?
I had a great Thanksgiving. Small and intimate, which is, a little bit different than the way we do it. Very relaxing, as the homies can probably hear. I caught a little bit of a holiday cold or right before the holiday, so I'm still a little under the weather. So I actually was talking to a client today.
You need to get to Starbucks and get you a medicine ball.
Indeed, I do.
A venti medicine ball.
But I was talking to a client today who knows you, and she said, you sound like Bimitra. My voice is kind of heavy. But yeah, okay, so let's just jump into this episode. This episode is about
Thanksgiving and gratitude in connection with business. And so one of the things that, you know, we've talked about in many episodes is the importance of thanking people when someone does something for you professionally. I think a lot of us grow up with the understanding if someone, you know, gives you a Christmas present or a birthday present that you should write a thank you note. But for some reason in business, that seems to get lost.
It gets lost.
And I think it is very...
And minimized.
Yes. Reason. And I just have started, mostly really from you over the years, really understanding the power of a handwritten note.
A proper thank you.
Right. But just a, because you can do a proper thank you, which we'll get into in a little bit, that aren't handwritten notes. But just a handwritten note goes a long way. I recently was in a training for LCLD, and I just thought the training was dope. Like, the information was really good. We have a new board chair. He's doing of the alumni board. He's Corey Lee. Corey, if you're listening, what's up? He's doing an amazing job. And so normally I would have shot him an email and said, hey, thank you so much for, you know, the directions you've taken the board. Or maybe I wouldn't have even said thank you. I just would have probably said something
left,
like,
encouraged and
right,
inspired.
And just sort of, yeah, thumbs up. That was great. But when I was still lingering on and thinking on how great I thought the training was, because although it was for, you know, a non-billable board, you know, that I'm on, there were tips that were given that I started implementing right away in my practice.
Transferable.
Yes, transferable skills. And because of that, I stopped, wrote him a handwritten note to say, thank you for, you know, thinking outside the box and going, you know, the extra way, blah, blah, blah.
I think that's such a great story and a great antidote, because I think that's what's missing in society. And so many times somebody does do something that inspires us, encourages us, makes us strive to be better, and we're not great about sharing that back with them. And as we've said so many times on this podcast, there is nothing special about a thoughtful email. So if it comes in any other form, it has a greater impact, I think.
Yeah, and not just to shout ourselves out, but today, actually, I received, I think, one of the best thank yous I've ever gotten. So there is a woman that I've known for years professionally. We used to work together, and she was... looking for another job, or she wasn't actually looking for another job, but I saw a job that I thought might be a good fit for her.
She would be great for.
Mm-hmm. And so recommended that she think about applying and then talk to the person, you know, over there. And she ultimately got the job. And I was sitting in my office today, and my secretary brings in an Amazon box.
Hello, somebody. We love Amazon.
And I thought to myself, and if Torque's listening, he will definitely be like, hello, somebody. I thought, well, did I order something and send it to the office? Because he always says I order so much stuff that I don't even know what I'm getting.
I do that. And then I'm like, I always wanted this. This is great.
It's almost like receiving, being a Prime member is like receiving gifts to yourself. But that's a different episode. And so I thought, did I mistakenly send something to my office? And I opened it up, and it was a little miniature Christmas tree that you could put on your desk with ornaments and a tree topper. It was a Christmas tree.
Beautiful.
A little box with ornaments and a tree topper, and then a black Santa mug.
Clarence Claus.
And
a little D holiday cheer.
A little D holiday cheer, exactly. And I just thought, that is so much better than even a handwritten note. It was thoughtful. It definitely had something to do with me. It told me that she really knew me. It just was very, very thoughtful. It was like the perfect thank you.
Which brings me to, like, my first thing about being thankful in a business environment is take all the things that your clients and centers of influence and prospects have shared with you throughout the year. And if you're the kind of person that you can't remember anything, take notes. So, like, when I meet people and they give me their business card, I immediately write on the back of it something that clues me in that makes it unique about them. Sun, Lyman, Ole Miss. Rahoa fan. Pink favorite color.
Is Rahoa Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Real Housewives of Atlanta. Something okay. that will clue me in so that when I'm interacting with them in the future, I can make it personal. Because personal is intimate and is it makes it memorable. And so what the gift did is the first of all, it was a very thoughtful gift. The holidays and the trees, that's great. But a black Santa, is that specific to you? And so I equate it to, like, you know, I've said this on this podcast many times, you know, my love language obviously is quality time and words of affirmation. So white cheddar popcorn and peach soda, if right you give that head. To me, while you know me.
Them. Right.
Right. And it it's not expensive, but it's like, you know me. If you give me some Memphis State basketball, anything, a coaster, pencil, I'm like, okay, you know me. You know who my team is, you know. And so it puts it, so I would always say having an opportunity to show thanks in a personal way is going to go way more than a big grand gesture that's impersonal. And so I say that to say I would rather get a bag of white cheddar popcorn and a peach soda than a dozen of roses, because a dozen of roses anyone can appreciate, but only me can appreciate, only I excuse right. my grandma, only I can appreciate white cheddar popcorn and a peach soda.
Well, I can too, but I understand the sentiment. But and I think that even when you you know, I was thinking about what you just said about if you have to, if you're trying to thank your client for something and you can't think of anything that's unique to them, then think of something unique to their city or your right. city. So you live in Memphis, so you send them barbecue, or you live in
right.
You know, you live something that's unique to you. You live in Augusta, so you send them something from the, you know, Masters or something like that,
right.
or personalize the generic thing. So, for example, I like to give my team a holiday gift every year, and I order bottles of wine, but then I have a personalized label that I put on the front that mm-hmm. says something like, you know, cheers to another year of working together, thank you for your hard work, something like that. So you try, so you, if you can't personalize it on to them, personalize it to a geography, and if not that, personalize it back from you, so it's still not just nothing's wrong with the very, very generic thing, but like you said, if you put some personalization in it, it definitely goes the right way. So we've talked about
I'm a big book person, and I know we talked about this on a previous podcast on loving on your clients, but I feel like books are always a good way to say, oh, I read this book, I think you might enjoy it, and why you think they might enjoy it, and either send them a copy of that book or give them a link to download the book to their, you know, Amazon or their Kindle or what have you. But it's a small way to be personal that goes a long way.
So let's talk about when people, you've done some nice gesture for someone and they don't properly thank you.
So, you know, this is a big one because I feel like a proper thank you goes a long way. And if you had asked me this question 5 years ago, I would have said, you know, people are ungrateful and mugs don't know how to say thank you and blah, 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 blah. And I used to think that people were trying to be inconsiderate. As I've gotten older, I just don't think that people were raised to be considerate. And so I think that if you learn what our family taught us, which is no one has to do anything for you, and think about when someone has sent you a referral, whether you close the business or not, which means they thought about you. And they said, right. hey, you would be good at this. You need to thank them, whether you close the business or not. And if you're not a handwritten person, in that case, an email, because people don't, I would say always close the loop. It's very frustrating when someone does not close the loop for a referral, a new piece of business. You help raise money for a political candidate. You introduce somebody that said that they wanted to meet somebody that can get them on a board. What's happening now at our stage in life is people want to get in an organization. And so they'll ask you, do you know somebody that's in 100 Black Men or Jack and Jill? And you're like, oh, yeah. And then they don't say thank you. And then you think, well, why did I do that?
What I was going to say. So when that happens, you know, do you tell them that they didn't properly thank you? Do you decide I am never going to do anything for them? Like, what's the response for? Because, like, for me, I sort of tend to
give everybody a get out of jail free card at least once or twice, sort of, okay. And I am very much like you. Okay, people are just inconsiderate. And it's funny because I said that about someone a couple months ago. And the person said, no, she's not answering it. She just didn't think about it. And I said, well,
that's the definition. That's what the word means,
right? Yeah. Like, they just didn't consider. And because of that, I tend to grace people. Are you a gracer, or are you like, you no more referrals for you?
I'm a two strikes person. So okay. I'll give you a couple strikes. I will say I can be a little passive aggressive in this arena because I don't want to come across as being a complete and utter knucklehead, but I do try to communicate that. I'll say something like, oh yeah, I talked to so-and-so and they told me that you won the business. I was a little surprised because I thought I would have heard that from you. Or, oh, I heard you had a chance to go pitch at so-and-so and I knew that you were trying and I'd introduce you. I didn't realize you guys actually secured the meeting. Oh, I heard you guys had a grand opening for your event. Gosh, I thought I was going to make that list. How did I not get on that list? So I try to bring it up in a subtle way. And then you basically have two times with me because I am going to bring it up to you. After that, I feel like, okay, you should know better, right?
Because
I feel
you're off.
And you're right. And you're done. And I also know that if you're doing that with me, you're doing that in general. So I'm not the only person that you've not been thankful or considerate. And I feel like this is almost a taboo topic because it's not about like being stroked or having your behind kissed, but it is about acknowledging that somebody did something for you that they did not have to do. And you do have to say thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I think that is important. And I think that if you find yourself, homies, and you had, you know, maybe a pretty, you know, a consistent source of referrals or someone who used to think of you for opportunities, And now you don't, you might go back and reevaluate whether you properly thank them. Or if you're listening to the podcast and you think, I've never thanked anyone who did me. It's never too late to tell people, you know, thank you. Especially when you realize this. I've definitely had that where I've referred someone into a deal, found out it was, you know, the biggest deal of their career, only to never receive anything, not even a personal thank you in person, which is also can be enough.
And I would say, homies, if you're listening to this and you think, well, no one's ever referred anything to me, I'm out here killing it on my own,
that's probably not true.
I would ask you to actually look at your book of business and say, where did that come from? Because
right.
it, you are a master prospector. And you shouldn't
right.
be doing whatever you're doing. You should be teaching people how to prospect for a living.
Right.
So, you know, my next thing is, you know, in this spirit of Thanksgiving and gratitude is through the context of a spirit of loss, of knowing. Like sometimes some of the best way that I've appreciated new business is from losing business. And it's been an interesting Thanksgiving season personally because we had in the course of 1 week, two different people that we weren't necessarily super friends or super tight with, but that passed that we went to college with or college aged, if you will, people that we knew from college. And it reminded me when I had a chance to settle down in my thoughts of, you know, business I've lost. And I'm having that kind of year where I've got two deals that I'm trying to close that if they close in the next week, I'm going to have an amazing year. If they don't close, I'm going to have an okay year, and I hate putting myself in this situation, and it's to no fault of my own. And so one of the things that I'm trying to spend time on is figuring out, you know, kind of how did I get here? How am I at a place where I need these two deals to make my year be amazing versus having right. my year be mediocre? So my advice is, even if you don't have the best year, understanding like, okay, you got these at bats, they might not necessarily work out for you. What could I've done differently to make those at bats come home? And sometimes that the answer is nothing. Sometimes there is maybe something a little bit that you could have tweaked to make it be better.
You know, in terms of losses too, I've also try to stop and think about how losses have taught me a lesson or what positive I could glean from a loss so that I'm not always just focused on, you know, win.
The other thing that I would say is there's a fine line between, you know, giving a proper thank you and over monetizing your friendships. You know, you want to make sure that you're giving a proper thank you, but that you also know when not to try to parlay a referral or thank you into a situation where you look like you don't know how to separate business from friendship, because then it makes people question how genuine you are as a person. And when people start to question your genuineness, then you don't get referrals from at that level either. And so that's equally bad, where you're like, well, I'm just trying to set everybody out because all these people have been great, or they could potentially be great to me. And then you come across as somebody who's just disingenuous.
I hadn't thought about that, but that makes, you know, complete sense, because while you want to seize every opportunity, you don't want to over monetize, like you said, to the point that you are coming off as disingenuous.
Because no one trusts that person.
Right, because then, I was about to say, because then it takes the person who's like, I'm not sure if you're really here tonight because we're cool and it's my birthday, or because you're looking for the next referral. I think it was a good, you know, just time to reflect as we're closing out, you know, November, and just being mindful of how Thanksgiving and gratitude works in your business. I know I certainly like to stop. I do love about Thanksgiving and the holidays that it is a time to sit back and think about, who did I get my work from? How grateful I am to have the clients, especially the clients that I love to work with, because it also helps me focus on how to get more clients that I like and
like how them.
Not to have more. Right. And then I know the clients that I don't enjoy working with as much, and so then not to have more of those. And so definitely is a time to sort of, you know, the end of the year is always a good time to just sort of reflect.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we've said so many times, we spend so much time at work. You know, you want to have this balance between, you know, having challenging work, having the type of financial year you want to have, but also enjoying it and being grateful for the opportunity to work with the people that you do. And you can't do that if you hate all your clients.
So as always, homies, we thank you. We are going to stop and say thank you for listening.
And thank you for your support. Thank you for your referrals. Thank you for inviting us out to your companies to speak. It doesn't escape us. We've had, Corporate Homies had an amazing year, and we couldn't have done it without all of you.
Right. And you can always find us, as you know, on the website, corporatehomie.com, or on all social media platforms at Corporate Homie. Homie is H-O-M-I-E.
And as always, if you want us to come speak or you have questions, you can reach us at questions@corporatehomie.com or info@corporatehomie.com. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. The All of You Get You a Twin. Get you another homie.